All right, good morning, everybody. My name is Mark Hodge. I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. And today we're going to see what's going on in the markets, look at the movers, some earnings plays, and what to focus on this week in the next 15 minutes. Now, it's Monday, July 26th. And let's first take a look at what took place, where we ended up last week, because it was quite a week. Let's go to the charts here. And last week was just a wild one. After a Monday dip where things really were looking a little shaky, the markets just bounced right back, four straight days of gains, the S&P finishing at record highs, the Dow able to close at record highs, doing the same thing, the NASDAQ also marching to new records after four straight days of gains following that Monday dip. And as we discussed, that Monday dip was tied to COVID. And specifically, the Delta variant increases in cases and some concerns over how that might impact the economy and the global economy, whether or not we'll see more lockdowns and another slowdown. But traders seem to shake that off. And in spite of those concerns, markets are looking really strong. Now, pre-market, there was a lot of movement here. And let's take a look at, let's actually go to the E-mini S&P. I'm going to look at a 5-minute chart. This is the E-mini S&P futures. There was a big dip overnight, and this had to do with the Asian session and some concerns over there because there was a big slide. Right now, the futures are pointing to a lower start, but it's a minor dip here. The E-mini S&P down 0.25%. Mini Dow futures down about 0.3%. E-mini NASDAQ down 0.2%. And so all of the U.S. futures markets have bounced back since the earlier losses in the morning, tied to some weakness in Asia. So let's go ahead and go to a daily chart. Actually, we could, daily's fine. If we look at the Hang Seng Index, we see that we're down 4.1%. So a pretty decent slide in Asian markets. And this is tied to over a few concerns related to Chinese government crackdowns in property and education sectors. But also there is a meeting between some high-level U.S. officials and Chinese officials that really got off to a rough start. So some of the dynamics between the US and China, and also some government crackdowns in China contributing to this sell-off down 4%. And that sent US index futures lower. But right now, I'd say that this a lot of this has been recovered, and this drop heading into the open right now is rather minor. So we'll see if we continue to bounce off of those overnight lows, or if some selling continues once U.S. markets open, but I'd say being down 0.25% isn't that big of a deal for, a start after the weekend. So that's what's moving the futures markets right now. For the week, there's a lot going on. This is probably the biggest week of the summer, maybe for the next couple of months, because there's a lot going on. We have a pretty active economic calendar, at least some key items on the calendar that are popping up this week. And we have big tech earnings coming out this week. So there's a lot that could potentially move the markets. Let's first look at the economic calendar. And here we see that new home sales today is low impact report. There's consumer confidence tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. But the two biggies here, Wednesday, July 28th, the Fed will wrap up their two-day policy statement or policy meeting, that is, and they will release the Fed statement at 2 p.m. Eastern, followed by the FOMC press conference at 2:30. So the statement is where the Fed will announce their decision on interest rates, and nobody's expecting the Fed to raise rates. But the press conference, and actually some of the wording in the statement, is what's being looked at. Because traders want to know what the Fed is doing about inflation, if they're concerned about inflation, if they still believe that inflation is transitory and temporary, and that supply chain issues are being resolved, and that this spike in the cost of goods is temporary, or if they need to make a change in their policy to account for this inflation and this rise in costs. So that's definitely been in the spotlight. And last Fed meeting, the Fed decided, or they projected, that there would be a rate hike sooner than expected because of the transitory inflation. But their bond tapering, their asset purchases, they really didn't target that. And that was expected last time. So we'll see if that happens this time. Nonetheless, this is a biggie for the markets. Traders are going to be focused on this. And then on Thursday, July 29th, we have advanced GDP. So that's a big one as well. So Wednesday, Thursday, just a real important 2 days for the economic calendar this week. And this is the backdrop for earnings, which are really just super busy this week, especially for some big names. So we don't need to look at that. Let's go back here. But Apple is reporting tomorrow. Apple down just a little bit pre-market, but we see Apple making record highs, pulling back, getting up there last week. And Apple has earnings on Tuesday, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll also hear from Alphabet. So Google, there's a Class A shares, GOOG, Class C shares. So we see here Google's at record highs heading into their earnings. We also have Microsoft reporting tomorrow. So Microsoft down a little bit pre-market, but sitting at record highs ahead of their earnings. And that's just for tomorrow. For the rest of the week, we have Facebook. Actually, I don't think Google's tomorrow. I think Google's this week. But this week we'll hear from Facebook. So Facebook sitting at records. Big week, big day on Friday. Big week last week. So Facebook's reporting this week, and Amazon is reporting this week. So big tech leading the earnings headlines this week for sure. And according to FactSet, 88% of the S&P 500 companies that have reported a positive earnings per share surprise, and 86% have reported a positive revenue surprise. So strong earnings so far, with about 25% of the S&P 500 companies reporting so far. And if that earnings surprise of 88% stays at that level, it will be the highest since FactSet began tracking this metric in 2008. So strong earnings for sure as we get deeper into earnings season. Speaking of earnings, let's look at a few that reported. Hasbro, big move pre-market. Look at this. So not quite at records. We've been higher for Hasbro. But Hasbro trading about 92.41 on Friday, now 98.34 pre-market, up 6% plus. They reported $1.05 earnings per share versus a 47-cent estimate. So more than double what was expected. They also had a revenue beat. They said that earnings were helped by film and TV toys, profits related to Dungeons and Dragons and Magic the Gathering really helped their profits and their earnings beat. So Hasbro looking strong pre-market as we get into the open. Lockheed Martin, LMT is the ticker. Pardon me. So LMT down a little bit pre-market, just over 1%. They reported a revenue beat. They also raised their full year guidance, and their earnings per share was a penny lower than expected. So mixed results, but Lockheed down about 1% as we approach the US Open. We could also look at Philips, PHG. Philips down 4.7%. And Philips, they had an earnings beat, helped out by hospital equipment that is still in high demand for COVID-related hospitalizations. But they're down a little bit, down pretty significant, actually down 4.7%. That looks like that puts them near lows back here that we haven't seen since last September. So overall, some positive earnings, mixed outcomes when it comes to where the stocks are trading pre-market. But the positive earnings streak continues. And again, this week, a big, big week for big tech. So that will be the focus. That will be the spotlight. Let's look at a few movers and let's take a look at Amazon real quick, because Amazon up a little bit pre-market, even though the broad market's down, up 0.4% here. Now, is Amazon ready to accept Bitcoin? There are actually rumors that Amazon is moving forward with accepting Bitcoin as payment, and it's considering its own digital token. Now, a recent Amazon job posting for cryptocurrency and blockchain lead is creating a bit of a buzz. I found this job posting here. We see from Amazon Jobs, digital currency and blockchain product lead. Description: do you want to innovate on behalf of customers within the payments and financial systems of one of the largest e-commerce companies in the world? As one of the largest e-commerce companies in the world, Amazon processes billions of secure online transactions via numerous payment methods and capabilities around the globe. So, this could be their step that's into crypto that solidifies Bitcoin as a form of payment and maybe a possible Amazon coin. And could this be the reason? Maybe. Maybe not, but Bitcoin is up big. So Bitcoin at 38,000 just last week, flirting with 32, and we saw that dip below 30,000 on, actually that was on Monday. So Bitcoin dipping below 30,000. There were questions on whether or not this would continue to slide, really just, trying to find some direction here. Had a bit of a rally back into that range last week, but big move today. And Bitcoin's at 38,000, which it hasn't seen since mid-June. So Bitcoin and other cryptos on the move here. We look at Ethereum. Ethereum's up nicely. So just everything higher. Even Doge getting a little love here from crypto traders, up 9%. Even though it looked like it had fallen a little bit more there. So crypto on the move this morning. Two others to mention here. So TME, Tencent Music Entertainment, they're down 9% pre-market after regulators prevented the company from holding exclusive rights to online music. So I didn't read into more of that and what that exactly meant, or how that was worded, but trading near all-time lows now, pre-market. So big hit there, and it looks like a little follow-through from a drop that took place on Friday. Philip Morris. There's reports that Philip Morris plans to stop selling cigarettes in the UK in 10 years' time. It sounded like in but that was also a government-led decision. But either way, Philip Morris doesn't look like it's moving much on the news. Didi. Oh, I hope nobody watching this bought Didi when it was at $17. Didi, the supposed Uber of China, getting a lot of attention with its IPO recently at the end of June and continuing its slide down another 10% pre-market here. Didi hit with the cybersecurity concerns and China looking into it, blocking the app for new riders, and just a big mess there. But this has been like the messiest IPO we've seen in a long, long time. And it looks like Didi is set to open down another 10% following a 21% loss on Friday. So again, that's what's going on in the markets. The big news this week: Fed on Wednesday, advanced GDP Thursday, big tech earnings throughout the week. That's what you should focus on, pay attention to. And remember, Trade what you see, not what you think. Have a great trading day. We'll see you next time. And until then, happy trading, everybody.